Ask Mr. Biggs is made possible by listeners like you. To support the show, go to askmrbiggs.com/support.
Hello. My name is Mr. Biggs. Two G's. B-I-G-G-S. And the name of the show is Ask Mr. Biggs. That's me. Welcome, podcasters. Wait, no. No, you are not podcasters. I am the podcaster. I am the one who podcasts. You're the podcast listeners. You're the consumers of my content. Yeah. Yeah, it's the triumphant return of the Ask Mr. Biggs, I was about to say radio program, but, it works a little differently, all right? So, we are going to, still be taking your calls and answering your questions, your queries, anything that's vexing you. I will help you out, because, I know a little bit about most things, all right? So, if you want to give me a call on this pre-recorded podcast show, dial me up at 631-251-0503. I have pre-tweeted. That's a word, right? Pretty sure. I pre-tweeted the phone number out before the show, and we have been getting calls in fairly steadily since I hit the send button, the tweet button. So we don't want to waste any time, but I do want to let you know that now that we're doing Ask Mr. Biggs, it is open phones, all topics, all questions, and I'll get to the calls as quickly as I can because I don't want to leave them hanging here. I'm sorry because the Magic Jacks are precariously perched on top of the USB hub here. So I don't want that to fall down again. Okay, let's see here. Let's try. I think line 3 was ringing first, so let's go to line 3. Hello, you're on with Mr. Biggs. Go ahead.
Hi. Hey, a while back I talked to you about running a light-duty snowplow on my 2001 Ranger 4.0,
yeah.
5-speed automatic, the weak one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember you.
Okay. The question I have is, I had a similar vehicle. It was actually a Mazda. And one day on my mail route, I ran tire chains on just one end of it.
Yeah, I bet you didn't get very far, did you, Chief?
For about 100 miles, and the transfer case chain started skipping.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Should I run chains on the back or the rear of this Mazda, or both ends, or not at all?
Well, once again, you are using a vehicle that is underpowered for the job. I mean, it's not going to last under all that stress.
I'm not really using it much. I haven't even plowed with it yet.
Well,
that's how much I use it.
The point is that that truck is way too tiny. It's not capable of handling all that frame stress and the extra weight. I mean, how big of a plow are you running on this thing?
So the plow is only 228 pounds.
What about the hitch, though?
The front mount hitch is 40 pounds.
Okay, so let's figure this. You got 220, add in 40, another 100 for the chains. Okay. Are you a big fat guy?
Yes.
Okay, well, you got to factor that in. You know, listen, I don't think that a truck with a curb weight rating of less than, I don't know, 3K is going to be able to keep traction. I mean, chains are no.
If I put some ballast in the back behind the axle, is that going to help?
No. You need to listen.
Yep.
If you take a little scrawny kid, right, and you strap a bunch of bags of flour to him, you haven't made him any stronger, all right? You've just made him heavier and slower and a prime target for neighborhood bullying and ridicule. I mean, it might work in the short term, but you're not going to get very far.
Yeah, just to get in and out of my house.
You keep your snowplow in your house?
Yeah. Huh. That's how much I use it.
Okay, well, listen, I don't usually give referrals, but you need to check out the Snowplow Show. It's a podcast over at snowplowshow.com.
So, the Snowplow?
Show. Snowplowshow.com.
Okay.
Ask for Roy Gerbel, okay? And if you're a plowing enthusiast or a snow plowing professional, that guy... He knows his plows. Tell him Big sent you. And thanks for the call.
Bye.
I appreciate it.
Let's start with a rhythm. Exclusive Baldwin Real Rhythm. At the touch of a finger... You select one of 16 of the most sophisticated and realistic drum patterns available today. Now, again at the touch of a finger, you add Fun Machine for a guitar chord and bass, and Fanfare remembers it all. How about a little fancy bass? At the touch of a finger, you can choose Fancy Fun Bass. It'll make you sound like a real pro.
We are taking your calls on the podcast, area code 631-251-0503. Let's see here. Line 4. You're on with Biggs. Go ahead.
I'm a teacher. Yeah, I listen to that.
Whoa, bad phone. Bad phone. Bad. Oh, sorry. No, sorry, honey. You got a bad line. Give me a call back. Let's try line 1. Yeah. Okay, it's your turn to ask Mr. Biggs.
Hi. Have you ever seen someone, they sit outside in the grass and they kind of pull the grass up and then they'll put the grass to their mouth?
No. Have you?
I put the dirt into my mouth.
Ew! Gross! Why would you do that?
I don't know.
Why?
I don't know. I just crave dirt.
You are a disgusting lady with dirty habits. What, you just pick up a, you reach down, pick up a dirt clod and shove it in your mouth?
I go outside at night and get a spoon and I just sit and eat dirt.
Ugh. How do you know in the dark that you're not eating a piece of dog dookie?
Well, no, I try to pick it so that it's clean dirt.
Clean dirt? You're crazy.
I guess so.
So
I...
is this a new disgusting habit that you've got, or did you pick this up as a kid?
Never wanted dirt, nothing.
Because you expect bullum-headed kids to eat dirt.
I never had it before, never wanted dirt.
You know, it's funny how you seem to be bragging about being a disgusting, gross lady.
And you know,
No, hold on. I don't want to talk to you anymore. That is gross. In fact, just talking to you, talking about reaching down and shoving dirt in your mouth made me throw up a little bit in mine. So I've got to get this taste out of my mouth. So what do you say we take a little break? We'll take a break and we'll come back. We'll take a few more calls on the Ask Mr. Biggs podcast. And then I guess I just, we can edit in like a commercial break right here.
Come to where the fun never ends.
We'll make you feel good.
And the party's never ending.
You'll have a great time.
At Whiz Bang's Restaurant and Nightclub on the corner of Phillips Avenue and Mountain Street, where the fun never ends and the party's never ending. Fabulous food and fare in the dining room till 9 every night. And after 9, the nightlife kicks off with fantastic drink specials. And this Thursday night, join Whiz Bangs for our special events night.
The hot place to be.
At Whiz Bangs, where the fun never ends and the party is never ending.
Ask Mr. Biggs. It's a podcast where you can ask your questions to me, Mr. Biggs. And if you'd like, you can also send an email, electronic mail, to bigscast@gmail.com. You can visit the website at askmrbiggs.com, or you can tweet us at the place on the tweet thing. I don't remember the web address for that, though. I know it's Ask Mr. Biggs. I know that, but I don't remember the address for Twitter. If you know the address for Twitter, go ahead and email that over to me so I can announce it to the people. So we can promote it, you know? All right, we're going to go back to those calls. Let's try this. Line 4, caller, go ahead.
Yeah, hi, this is Steve.
Steve, what?
We were walking there at Kinnear and North Star, and we saw a sign that said it's the future home of the Center for Drop-Ins and the Chronically Homeless.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to call and inquire about what's going in at that corner.
Well, from what I understand, it's a center for drop-ins and chronically homeless. Just like the name says. Although, you know, I do hear that they may have pedophiles there, too. Maybe.
Our children live in that area, so I'm interested in just what's going on.
Well, pedophiles are people that touch little kids. I mean, that's what that means.
Yeah.
Are you worried about the pedophiles, or are you more worried about the vagrants and all the homeless people?
Now, so is there a large homeless population in the area?
Oh, there's going to be. Yeah, this place is going to draw them in like hobos to an apple pie cooling on the windowsill. Oh, and I hear there's going to be heroin users, too, from what I understand.
Mm, okay. Yeah. All right. Well, thanks. We just didn't know what was going on. Yeah. We got kids there, and we weren't sure what just interested in what's going on in the neighborhood.
So. Well, tell your kids they just need to avert their eyes if they see the hobos loosening their belt. It usually means they're about to take a right there on the sidewalk.
Hey,
listen, don't worry about the vagrants and street people. They just need a safe place to do their crack and carve their hobo nickels.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
Also, you know what? They are a great source of sage advice if I'm not around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. Thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome. Hey, thank you for the call. It's Ask Mr. Biggs, and you can call in as well. Ask your question, 631-251-0503. We have one phone line available. Oh, wait, no, that one does not work. I forgot. The housing of that magic jack got cracked, so that one is faulty. Let me unplug that. Yeah, put that one aside, and we'll just go to line 5. Hi, it's your turn to ask Mr. Biggs.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you fine. What's your question?
I was just wondering, I wanted to get your take on something.
Well, this is Ask Mr. Biggs, I need you to ask a question, though.
My question?
Yeah, just phrase it like a question.
Okay, do you believe they are, looking in on us, on our computers?
Hey.
Yeah.
Okay, what makes you think they are looking at your computer?
They're starting to delete different sites.
All right, I don't think that's how internet works. Explain exactly what kind of problem you're having.
Every time I try to get on sites, I lose my internet.
Huh. Well, what site is giving you problems, honey?
Well, there's a few of them. Okay, prison.com.
Okay, let's see here. PRISIM.com.
Yep.
Prism.com.
I can honestly tell you, though, I'm scared.
Oh, look at that! Huh.
What's happening?
Well, the site is loading. Yeah, it says business simulations that improve business performance. Yeah, it's loading fine for me. You know, I think you may be having problems with your internet service provider.
Yeah, well, I have high-speed internet.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. If the sites don't load, that means that your internet is down. So you should probably try power cycling your router and your cable modem. You know what'll happen then, right?
I lose my internet.
Well, yeah, but just for a little bit, though.
Yeah.
And then it'll come right back. And then after it reboots, everything will be fine. And if it doesn't, then you call your ISP.
I can honestly tell you, though, I'm scared.
Oh, no, honey, don't be scared. It happens to all of us. Maybe, you know, if your internet's down, try breaking out some board games. You know, Parcheesi or Boggle. Boggle is a family favorite around the Biggs household. Yeah, try to spend less screen time and more face time with your loved ones. Yeah. Read that on an inspirational poster at the therapist's office.
8502. Problem detected with your login session. Please verify that you are logged in properly and try listening again. 850.
All right. Let's see here. I had an email. Where was that? I had an email here somewhere. Okay. Well, you know what? Maybe we'll get to that later. Let's go to another call. Hello, it's Biggs. Go ahead.
Hey, Biggs. It's Stuart.
Thanks, Stuart. What can I do for you today?
No, it's Stuart Mintow from K-Shine.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Stu, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I can't complain, fair to Midland. What have you been up to?
Oh, you know, I've been still working in radio all around the Tri-County area.
Oh, cool. That's great. Yeah, it's a very vibrant business to be in these days, from what I understand.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm really excited because I'm the program director of this cool radio station. It's called 98.3 FM.
Oh, yeah. I've heard of them. I've tuned in a couple of times. They play that song by that one guy. What's his name?
I don't know.
Oh, I know. Then there's this thing they have on the air where the guy, he does the, what do you call it? What's the name of that thing?
Have you really listened to 98.3 FM?
Well, a couple of times. I've tuned past it. Let's just say I've tuned past it because I don't listen to the radio that much anymore. I'm more of a podcast guy these days. I consume most of my media via pre-recorded content off the World Wide Web.
Yes, I heard this, that you're doing a podcast, and it's about like super glue.
It was. That's kind of a thing that we don't do anymore. But
sounds whiz bangs.
You know, it's been a little slow ever since the Chili's came in. You know, that whole strip mall area is a little depression going on. But you know what? I got some great promotions planned. I'm not giving up. Still got some great ideas, you know, for the future. It's going to turn around. Don't you worry about old Biggsy. I'm going to be fine.
No, I'm not worried about you, but it might be really fortuitous that I called you because I want to talk to you about coming back on the radio.
Yes. I don't know about that.
All right. We have this public affairs show, but honestly, between you and me, I'm going to can that guy because he stinks.
Oh, he's horrible. No, I've tuned in a couple of times, and I don't know what it is about radio that makes people with speech impediments drawn to it, but that guy is difficult to understand.
Well, I mean, to be fair, he has a hair lip.
He's slurry in the speech, Stu. I mean, I don't understand why you even put him on the air in the first place. I don't think that some of those words he says are even English.
Well, he's got a good Rolodex. He does a decent job, but honestly, he is kind of becoming a pain in the keister. And when I heard that you...
Did you bleep
were
that?
Still... When I heard that you were still doing a podcast and taking calls from people,
I
thought, wait a minute, because you did such a great job with Ask Mr. Biggs all those years, and I need somebody who can do a public affairs show and take calls from the community. Huh. So I thought I'd reach out and see if this is something I could interest you in.
Well, that is very kind, Stuart, for you to think of me after all this time. I gotta say that I would have a couple of conditions. First of all, am I allowed to park in the station parking lot this time?
Yes, of course.
All right. Well, hey, you know, I understand parking is at a premium in the downtown area, and I don't want the indignity of having to walk all the way down the street and park on the side streets anymore.
No, because
I'm an important businessman, Stu. I mean, you know, you understand. I can't be walking down the street to feed the meter every 2 hours. I can't do that.
I do. We'll give you the space that the guy who's doing the show now is using, because he's going to be gone.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. As long as I can maybe get a little plug in for whiz bangs every once in a while, you know what I mean?
It is a public affairs program. I'm not sure.
It's a little promotion is all I'm asking for, Stu. Come on, give me this.
I don't know what the number would be, honestly. I don't deal with the numbers so much, but I can get an AE.
All right, listen, Stu, I'm going to have to cut you off, because listen, I got my own thing going on here now. I got the podcast. We're doing Ask Mr. Biggs now. I'm not sure if the idea of having to lay out coin for you to benefit from my knowledge and expertise providing programming for your station is something that's a very good fit. But I'll tell you what, we'll talk off the air. And ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank Stuart Mintow for joining us today.
Stuart, do me a favor.
Tell people where they can listen to your little station.
Biggs, what do you mean we'll talk off the air?
What that means, Stuart. Off air is what happens when you're not on the air, right? Right now, we're not on the air. No, we're on the air right now.
We're on the air right now.
Use this opportunity, Stuart. Don't get all uptight with me. Don't get shy. Tell people where they can tune into your little station so they can check it out.
Are you recording this for your podcast?
Yeah, of course.
There was no on hold. There was no screener.
It's a one-man operation, Stu. I can't afford to bring a screener in here for my little stupid podcast.
How am I supposed to know that you're recording me? You can't do that.
You should have known when you called up and I said, hey, this is Biggs, go ahead. And then, hey, come on, that's how it works. And then people ask the questions, I give their answers. I don't understand why you're freaking out so much. Just calm down. Take a deep breath. Let me show you what I've learned. Check this out.
This is the same problem that we had before.
It's my show, and I'll do it the way I want to do it. Those are my terms.
You cannot put people on the air if they don't know it. Don't you remember what happened?
I remember. We talked about it, and I apologized. I filled out the form, and I did my public service then. Listen, we'll talk about this off air. Just calm down. I'm going to put you on hold. Okay, Stu?
Okay.
You know, you shouldn't take personal calls on podcast because, you know, if he was going to fire that guy, he shouldn't have brought it up. Shouldn't have said anything because now, chances are, that guy listens to this show because it's a very popular podcast. Everyone loves Ask Mr. Biggs.
All of those people who are in prison right now were kids once, just like you. And then somewhere along the way, they did something wrong, something dumb. Maybe it was getting mixed up with a bad crowd. Maybe it was shoplifting. Whatever it was, it probably started small, became bigger.
Get some red and black, and a bag of cereal. For the summertime, and when it comes,
maybe they even got away with it at first and thought they'd never get caught. They were wrong.
Hickey,
now they're in prison. Prison isn't any fun and it isn't any joke, so play it straight, guys. That way you'll get where you want to go, not where you don't. Right?
All right, we got time for one more call. Let's go to the phones. Hello, you're on with Mr. Biggs. Hello, you're on. Go ahead.
You are receiving a call from an inmate at the Chili Pepper Correctional Facility in Roy, New Mexico. To accept this call, press 1. To block your number from receiving future calls, press 2.
What the hell?
Thank you. Your call is connecting.
No! No! Damn it! What the hell? Oh, man.
Who is this?
This is Biggs.
Hello?
Hello?
Who is this?
Mr. Biggs! You're on the air. Go ahead.
Okay, man. You ain't gonna believe me. I know you ain't gonna believe me. I got marks on me where they just scraped me and everything like that. And what happens? I left a bar, and I'd like somebody to get the hell down here. I have a military record, and I have no such record of any scars on me where they scraped me. So please get the hell down here.
Okay, and you used your one call on me?
And I have no scars except for a tattoo on my right arm, and I have all kinds of scars now, man, on my back and my left forearm, and I do not know how the hell I got one on my left arm and my back, and it scared the shit out of me, and
hey,
you can't blame me if it does.
Easy. Man. Hey, listen, slow down there. Where are you exactly right now?
Now I'm at the police station.
Okay, good. All right.
But what happens to these two guys?
I see. I think I'm starting to see what's going on here.
Hello?
It sounds like maybe you had yourself a little bit of a crazy night.
And you can get your damn ass down here and talk to me.
Well, you know, we got you on the phone now, so we can help you on the phone.
I got set in the middle of a damn bar parking lot.
Okay, listen, is there somebody there that I can talk to? There's somebody else there that I can talk to.
Hold on a second. Dave, come here.
Yeah, let's see if we can help find out what's going on here.
Hey, I tell you what, man. I'll be truthful with you. I've smoked a little pot and I've drank a few beers.
I know. Listen, put Sergeant Dave on the phone. Let me talk to him.
Hello?
Hello, officer. This is Biggs from the Ask Mr. Biggs Show.
Hi.
Yeah, sounds like you got a wild one over there.
Yeah.
Any idea who he is and, you know, what's going on?
So, I don't know.
You don't? I hate to do your job, but, you know, it sounds like this fella's, been in a bar brawl. Yeah?
Okay.
Yeah, it might be a good idea to have him lie down and sleep this thing off.
Hey, I don't dig having all kinds of scrapings on my arm and shit, you know?
Whoa! Bleep that. Bleep it. You have a couple of drinks, you say some crazy stuff, you know, next thing you know, fists are flying. And...
Yeah, I just left the bar, and I started walking, man, and I was bleeding from my back and my arm.
Right, yeah, you had a few drinks then, did you?
I drank a little whiskey and shit, and I ain't that
bleep
damn
that,
drunk, man, that I don't remember. I guarantee you that.
Sure thing, Captain. Yeah.
And I am a good damn Republican.
I know.
And
just hang out with the sergeant there.
And
maybe take a few deep breaths. Calm yourself down. It'll help.
Hey, man, I ain't excited or nothing. And I've been in the United States Navy, and I don't like these scars on me that I've never had before. You got that?
Yeah, sure. I got that.
Okay.
I got it. Hey, listen, we're going to help you sort this thing out, okay?
I do remember seeing a couple of guys.
We know. At the bar, yeah. They roughed you up a little bit. I got you. I understand.
No, man, you don't believe me.
No, hey, listen, okay, Sergeant Dave will help you. Whip up a pot of coffee for you, maybe.
No, you don't believe me.
Hey, next time, come on down to Whiz Bangs, okay? We got a more congenial atmosphere.
Where are you? Who are you?
This is Biggs. I run the place. Come try a Whiz Bang.
Yeah, I know. Hey, I'd be willing to take a lie detector test or hypnosis or whatever you...
Okay. Listen, hang out there with Sergeant Dave, will you? And just calm down and get some rest, and maybe in the morning...
The scrapings on my back prove something to me, man.
I know. I get it.
Yeah.
Maybe later Dave can hook you up to the lie detector for funsies.
You know...
I'll tell you what, next time, check out Whiz Bangs,
hey,
okay?
My people are good people, and I ain't no nut or nothing.
When you get there, find Gladys. It's G-L-A-D... Gladys, G-L-A-D-D... Find Gladys, have her find me, and I promise I will... I'll give you the VIP treatment.
Well, if you say so, that's cool with me, man. But I do not be, you know...
Our establishment is very secure. It's very safe. No funny business.
I was scared her in a son of a bitch.
Hey, it's a family show here, Chief. Okay, easy with the salty language, okay? Please.
Hey, man, I ain't even going to tell my old lady or nobody about this because they'll think I'm crazy than a son of a bitch.
Yeah, hey, good plan. We won't either, all right? I promise.
Okay.
Yeah, and come out and see us at Whiz Bangs. All right, next time where the fun never ends and the party's never ending. Where'd he go? Is he gone? Okay. Yeah, well, yeah, that was a good show. Yeah, thanks for checking out Ask Mr. Biggs, a very popular advice podcast. Where you can go to the website at askmrbiggs.com for all the previous shows and ways to contact us. BiggsCast at themail.com. Or if you want to support the show, you can go on over to our Patreon thing like Tom Servo did and Richard Hamish, John Reichard. John Reichert, Dysfunctional Dan, Ben Kilburn, and Z Monzilla. Thanks, folks. Those are just some of the people that support the show over at askmrbiggs.com/support. Yeah, all right, well, I say that this was a fine show. In fact, this may be the best show I've ever done. And I'm sure the next one will be even better. So tell your friends. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe to Ask Mr. Biggs. Please. I don't know how to end the show. This feels strange. How did we used to end the show? Ew!
This program is continued on the other side of the cassette.